This is John Batchelor. This is a preview of a longer conversation with Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about the limits of counterterrorism, the limits of defending yourself from terrorist acts, such as Israel defending itself from the bad actors of Gaza with fences, with surveillance, with intelligence gathering, the limits. And Jonathan going through exactly how to think about this, and that it's what he calls an imperfect science, comes to the necessity for a rethink of how Israel has handled Hamas these many decades, including the possibility of the destruction of Hamas. Here's Jonathan Schanzer, a preview of a much longer conversation.
They are difficult to stop. Look, Israel has created some, it's a sonar radar system that has detected, I think, the vast majority of the tunnels. But counterterrorism is, one never stops a terrorist organization entirely. When I worked at the Treasury Department some years ago, we were constantly reminded as we tried to track terror finance and to try to stop Al-Qaeda from being able to mount attacks in this country, we were constantly reminded that, you know, this is an imperfect science. One does whatever one can to inhibit the enemy, but it will not halt every possible attack by the enemy. We just need to stymie and frustrate the enemy as much as possible. This is what Israel has done on the with the tunnels. This is what Israel has done with the Iron Dome system, where it has been shooting down the vast majority of Hamas's rockets. Israel has halted most of the attempts by Hamas to cross the border fence, the barrier that Israel has constructed. And so this has been, I think, largely a success. What has just happened here over the last few days is Hamas has demonstrated that it is able to get past the defenses, that perimeter that Israel has constructed. And it is now time for Israel to begin to rethink its entire strategy. And John, just to be clear, that rethink may include Israel deciding to reconquer the Gaza Strip, right, an area roughly the size of Washington, D.C. It may include a full-on offensive that ultimately leads to the destruction of this Iran-backed terrorist organization. These are the sorts of things that Israel is now mulling.
Thank you.